First of Ben's runners today to the point. Three horses heading across the state today. Lope to Vegas. The other one will go in race number five. And Italo looking to go back-to-back in race number six. We'll try Ben again. Ben, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Three runners heading up to Swan Hill today. To the point is the first of those to go around in race number three. Is a $2 favourite at the moment with Tamfix Dodge. Has been back to the trials at Benalla since the placing at Donald.
Yeah, and he's also been gelded since his last run as well, which could be the big difference. I thought his run at Donald was good. I think he's beat by a couple of nice horses that day, but he's just lacked a bit of concentration at the end of his races thus far, and if the gelding operation has worked, he's got more than enough ability to be breaking his maiden today.
Our condolences to the point there with the gelding operation. In race number five, Elope to Vegas steps out. Hannah Ridgely with the ride. Hannah riding really well. Not a consistent winner, but it's never far away from the money.
Yeah, exactly. He's only had the two wins in 28, but he's rarely out of the first three or four. We've gone for the claim today to try and help him out. He's not a big, strong, robust horse. So any weight relief we can give him is a bonus. He's a funny sort of horse that we still, like I said, he's had 28 starts, but we're not really sure what his best trip is. He gets plenty of favours, like I said, with the claim and a nice low draw today. He's got more than enough ability to be winning another race in this grade and being competitive in higher grades, but it's sometimes, you know, just how he wakes up on the morning, whether he's going to put it all in on the day.
In race six, Altello stepping out for you here, debut for your stable at Echuca in very good fashion, winning a solidly run race there, steps into 58 grade and the claim, looks a nice recipe to remain unbeaten for your team.
Absolutely, he did what we expect him to do at Echuca. And today he gets in really well at the weights with the three-year-old allowance and the claim. You'd expect him to be passing the line in front again and take good confidence before targeting something a little bit more exciting in the months to come.
So I'll tell you the best of your trio heading to the races today.
Being a short price favourite, he would be, but I wouldn't be swapping the other two for anything else in our races either.
And some miles to cover. Silver Canvas, the loan of your horse, was accepted, still in at Wagga tomorrow. So Swan Hill back home and then off to Wagga, covering some K's in the next couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. Silver Canvas, he's quite a nice little horse, actually, Silver Canvas. He probably didn't trial as well as I'd expected at Benalla, but his work previous and since then has been very good, and he'd like a little bit better draw for him tomorrow, but it looks a suitable race strength-wise for him to make his debut.
Best of luck today, Ben, with your three horses heading to Swan Hill and also your runner heading to Wagga tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
Ben Brisbane there, two really good chances in To the Point and Ortello on Elope to Vegas. You can never leave him out, not far away out of the money in his career with the claim. Trav Noonan's the man that's done all the form for us for this seven-event program. Good morning, Trav.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. Yeah, it was good to hear some confidence from Ben with those two short-price favourites. I think they're both very hard to beat, so good to hear his sort of confidence around both of them.
First event on the program from Swan Hill today is a maiden over the Flying 975. There are no scratchings from this event. Number 11, My Gift Is My Song, is the Tamfix Dodds favourite at $2.60. Kooky Kangaroo, $4.40. Miss Oakley at $7, $8. High Poppy. Hester at $9, $12 for Tony's Kick. And Petard, a $17 chance.
Yeah, I was happy to be here with Kooky Kangaroo. I thought his first up run at Albury was quite good. He sat deep on the course. He was sort of expected a price there, $31 into $20, and presented like the winner, but was only gunned down late by Zulon. The third horse, Deep Spaces, ran second at Gundagai since in a strong maiden. And I think he comes here definitely with good, solid claims to win here, Kooky Kangaroo, with Canberra Willer in the saddle. Got him on top the one from the 11, My Gift Is My Song, who hasn't done too much wrong in two starts today to Donald and Mildura. Last time only beaten two lengths in a reasonably strong three-year-old maiden. Back to the home track, or to the home track for the first time, is a big tick for that horse. And then went with two horses who haven't done a lot so far at the races but could improve. One of them is Nine Palace Road, who's having its first start for Heath Chalmers, has jumped out well at Swan Hill. And the other is Better Than Flying from the Lloyd Kennewell stable. Didn't do anything on a heavy track but may improve on a firm surface. 1, 11, 9 and 10.
Race number 2 on the program is a maiden plate over 1,200 metres. 11 is the scratching here. Zetacuna for the Mar Eustace combination. Harry Coffey to ride is the favourite at $2.20. Hot to See at $2.30. Command to Fight at 10. 12 Sports Idol. Equicenter the local 15. And Humpback a $19 chance.
Yeah, they've taken their time, the Mar Eustace stable, getting Zetacuna to the races. He sort of trialled as an early two-year-old back sort of this time last year, and he's just, for whatever reason, taken a while to get to the races, but he's really starting to put it together in his trials and jump outs. I thought his most recent jump out at Ararat was very good. He went to the front there, and even though he was placed under a bit of riding weight, he kicked away from his rivals, and he was quite strong through the line. Beat Arcadia Prince in that trial, who's a handy horse, and I think he would take a power beating here from barrier one on debut. The 8, Zetacuna, happy to be with him on top. From the 2, Hoff to See, who's racing really well. The first up run at Kyneton behind Curta Parry and Magic City was a great run. Certainly the danger. Then a bit of a gap back to the third pick. Went with 9, Equicenter, who's placed here on a couple of occasions and is going okay. And 7, Sports Idol, perhaps next best back on the home track. 8, 2, 9, 7.
8, 2, 9, and 7 in race number 2. Race number 3 on the program. This is over the 1,200 metres of maiden plate. Scratchings here are 6 and 9. Tabfix Dodd's favourite, $2.20. Perfect Legacy, $2.25. Hugo Loves Vegas, $11. Viperian at 15. Toffic Tock at 17. And North Vic, a $26 chance with Rock and Roll Heart.
Yeah, pretty hard to go against to the point. Yeah, as Ben Brisbane earlier said, you know, he's a horse who's now had the gelding operation. He's had a trial in between his last run, and he was really good, I thought, last start at Donald in quite a strong maiden behind Bay of Islands and Romany Rocks. Both of those horses sort of look metro-grade and just doesn't face a lot of opposition here. I think he should get on the board for his first win of his career here, 7 to the point. From the 11, Perfect Legacy, bumped into a smart one last time at Ballarat and got the style. The start run prior at Kyneton, she made really good ground behind Ryuki. It's going well, but yeah, just may bump into one a little bit better here and to the point. Then a bit of a gap back to 2, Hugo Loves Vegas, who's racing in good form this time in for the Mixell camp. And Tofik Tok, the 5, can perhaps run an improved race from last start. 7, 11, 2, 5 in the third.
Race number 4 is a maiden over 1,600 metres. Scratchings from the 4th event, a runner's 8 and 14. Tab Fixed Odds' favourite. If he puts it together, he'll be beating them, and he could beat them by a long way, Bogart Dreams, but he's got to put it together. He's $2. Scar Dancer, $4.80. Deer Scent, $5.50. Watchpoint, $7.50. Spirit of Greg, $11.14. Tester Style and Dashing Leopard, a $21 chance.
Yeah, I agree. If he puts it together, he should beat these comfortably, Bogart Dreams. I think the big tick for him today, though, is getting out to the mile. His son, if so, you think, out of Annabelle Mare, he's always sort of threatened that this will probably be his best trip, and he hasn't got out to this distance range yet. His last start at Hamilton, he was pretty good behind Guaranteed. He sort of tracked that horse up into the race and just couldn't go past him, but I think the winner's pretty smart. Yeah, there's just not a lot of depth to the opposition here, and I think he should break his maiden for Harry Coffey, the 1, Bogart Dreams. From the 11, Scar Dancer, who was reasonably good last time at Ballarat, raced up on top of the speed, faded a little bit late, but that was a much stronger maiden than what it faces here. Then a bit of a gap back to the 3, Spirit of Greg, who was up on top of the speed last time at Cranbourne, faded late, but step up to the mile, perhaps can see it improve. And then the 13, Right to Ross Abbott. 1 to beat 11, 3 and 13.
Race number five is a 0-58 handicap over 1,600 metres. There's no scratchings here. A few of these know their way around Swan Hill. One Elope to Vegas, $4. Raise the Colours, $4.20. Warrawee Rose at $4.20. $6.50. North Anna, Okotoks at $7. Dry County at $16. Out to King's Hand at $18. The Mallee Route, $19.
Now, I think Raise the Colours is probably ready now. She's third up into the campaign. The last start at Warrnambool, she was in quite a strong benchmark 58 and was closing well to the line. So, only beaten four lengths there by Laspezia and an Irishman. An Irishman came out of that race and won at Sandown during the week. And then you go back through her form last campaign, she was only sort of beaten four lengths by Chica Fuerte, Love Sensation. It reads pretty well for a 0-58, and getting to the big track of Swan Hill, I think, will really suit this daughter of Raise the Flag. Got her on top from the five, Warrawee Rose, who's got a great record here at Swan Hill, has placed on four occasions when she's come to this track on eight times. Last start at Witchy Proof, she was very good from the back behind Dixie Built, in actually a pretty strong race there at Witchy Proof. He can definitely run well. Three Okotoks back on his home track has raced well here in the past. He was pretty good last start here behind the Enzo, and honourable mention, if he holds that form, he'll be competitive. And one Elope to Vegas with the claim for Hannah Edgley is certainly amongst the winning chances. 4, 5, 3, and 1 in the fifth.
Race number six on the program. This is a 0-58 over 1,200 metres. 4, 12 and 14 come out of this one. Italo off an impressive first up win for the Brisbane stable, $1.60. Noble Night Owl at $7.50. 2J8.50. Steal the Moment, 11. 15, Very Seamus. Miss Venezuela, 15.
Yeah, you had to really be taken by Ben Brisbane's confidence in Italo. He must. This horse has got a bit of ability, and he's just so well placed in a 0-58. Being a three-year-old up against the older horses, he gets a bit of a weight allowance, and then they take the claim and he gets in with 55.5, and yeah, this is just not a very strong 0-58, so I think he should go on his winning ways here. The 3 Otello, $1.60, I think, is a fair price. To beat the 9 2J, who's a really good horse at this track. He can mix his form when he gets away from Swan Hill, but he's run some really good races here, including a second over the Carnival this year. I think he can bounce back. 2 Noble Night Owl was reasonable first up, reasonable last time, at Albury when sort of back and wide. He came into the race well late, though. His best form would be competitive in this grade. And then the 10 Free Lunch, who's going okay in races are sort of over the border. 3, 9, 2, 10 and the 6.
Final event at Swan Hill this afternoon, race number 7, a benchmark 64 over 975 metres. 2, 7 and 10 are the scratchings from the last. Tamfix Dodds favourite, Upper East Side number 3, $2.80 for the local. Flying Finch at $3.50, $6.50 Summer Show, reward with return at 8, as is Melaleuca. Wasabi at 12, an onslaught of $15 chance.
He's flying this campaign, Upper East Side. He's going really well. The second behind Duchess of Dorset at Bendigo reads exceptionally well, considering how easy that horse won yesterday at Ballarat. And then last time at Flemington, he sort of got back behind It's Our Time and Magna Jet and was actually pretty good to the line, only beaten three lengths in that race on Stakes Day, the Grand Handicap Final. And this is just a much easier event. He gets back to his home track, and he's got such a good record sort of at this distance. So happy to be with him, the 3 Upper East Side on top. To beat the 4 Flying Finch, who hasn't done much wrong in his career to date either. His last start win at Coral was quite good, beating Goosonic and Big Day Out. Quite a strong Class 3 there. Go back 3 starts ago, he was matching motors with Fine Dane and Sir Callahad. That's a good form reference for a race like this. And then 6 Reward with Return, the veteran. He's such a good horse on his home track. He's won 4 races here. Just a terrific money spinner. He's won $338,000 and was okay last time at Dunkeld. And then the 12 Wasabi, who's also quite a handy mare on her home track. 3, 4, 6, 12 in the last.
3, 4, 6 and 12. Declan Bates might be a nice change for Wasabi today. A little bit of a stronger rider late there. How are we playing the program at Swan Hill today, Trav? Best value, quality and play?
Best bet, I think race 2, number 8, Zeta Kuna. Really looking forward to seeing this horse's debut. I thought his jump out recently at Ararat was quite convincing, and I think he should get the job done. Next best, race 4, number 1, Boga Dreams. I think stepping out to the mile, today's the day he'll break through. The Quaddie, race 4, will take 1 and 11. Race 5, 1, 3, 4, 5. Race 6, 2, 3, 9. And in the last leg, 3, 4, 6. I think the play of the day is just mulching up those two best, Zetacuna and Boga Dreams. I think you'll get about $4. I think they both should be winning for Harry Coffey.
Looks like a good plan. Best of luck today, Trav.
No worries. Thanks, Brennan.